My story is pretty much very kind of similar to Gabby's. I was born Catholic. I was baptized at all. I went through all the process. But I spent 2 years at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, school, first and second grade. Then we moved, and I went to public school. And then we moved up to West Virginia. And this was in Virginia when I went to the Catholic school. Once we had moved away from Catholic school, we had stopped going to church regularly. I didn't learn as much as I should then. I was younger. I don't remember too much from back then. And then once we moved up here, it was coming close to time for me to be confirmed. So we started going to church again. It was just the next step in my Catholic life that my parents, I guess, decided. And it was just, I wasn't exactly told why I was doing it. I didn't take in why. It was just, I was told to do it. So I did. And then after I was confirmed, I had, we'd stopped going again. It was, we were done. And I never understood why. My friends got me to go to a Christian youth group, and it was a lot of fun. I learned some stuff until it was a Christian youth group. It was not a Catholic youth group. The topics about baptism and stuff came up. It was a mix of denominations, but they were primarily Baptist, so their view on baptism was completely different than ours. I did not like what they were saying about some of the stuff. Catholic jokes started coming out against us, against me, and it made me and my friend not like and feel bad about this. We went ahead and confronted the pastor about it, and he apologized and said it wouldn't happen again. Except for a week later, it happened again. That's when I decided maybe that wasn't the best place for me. But I wasn't done learning. I'd gotten that little bit of latch on to now that I was older and I understood what I was learning, that I wanted to learn more. So I started talking to a really good friend of mine. I've known her for about 4 years now, Tiffany. And she started teaching me some stuff. And I'm even here still learning here today. The stuff you guys are learning, I can't say I learned it back when I was your age. So I'm learning it just like you guys are. You guys sometimes probably know more than I do. Some of the questions you answer, I don't know the answer to. Because I was never taught it. So that's kind of how I've been in my new life in Christ. And I've been going to church now, and a good feeling now. I've started to learn more and continue to learn more in Christ.
Can I ask you, what was their view on baptism? Is there any different
their view? That you're supposed to be baptized once you are saved in Christ. You're not baptized as an infant when they say you can't be saved as Christ.
Were there any other things that we've talked about this. How yeah. I told the kids when they're older, they're going to be facing a lot of, well, why do you do this and why do you do that? I just wondered what other things that they, if you remember what things they
did. I don't remember too much. It was a little while ago. But that was one of the big things that came to my head. But there were like some jokes that they'd made that even though then I didn't know enough to defend it, it still hit close to home, and it felt like they were personally attacking me. And then that's what made me want to go and read. There were some books that I found through Tiffany that she told me to read, and it would help me on this stuff and learn more and stuff like that. That really got me into learning more and more. Anybody have any other questions? Okay, mine was pretty short.
Thank you.